BePropared.com.
We are off to New Hampshire. We are...
All right, it was just 8 votes, but it, of course, was Mitt Romney who overtook Rick Santorum in the end at the Iowa caucuses, and it was in the wee hours that both proclaimed on to New Hampshire. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So New Hampshire's up next, then South Carolina, Florida, so on and so forth, with some debates sprinkled in between. I think you scratch out, no offense, ABC, the Saturday night debate in New Hampshire, because we got football. And when you put football, America's passion, up against the politics of the Republicans, where we've had all these debates, they're not going to win that one. However, on Sunday, there's another debate. I think that one's on NBC. And that debate people will watch. And people will be paying attention to what's going on there, I think. And then New Hampshire, of course, on Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting live from New Hampshire during the primary on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, and on Wednesday as well. So we'll see on the ground what's happening. Mitt Romney, is he the anointed one? Or could you say, whoa, 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 not so fast. Rick Santorum had no money. Mitt Romney had ton of money. So is there a chance that Rick Santorum, who does have traditional conservative values, worked in the House, worked in the Senate, and has stuck by, as far as I can see, everything that he's spewed out there. They're trying to nail him on earmarks, but he's been able to spin that around, and he's ready for the attacks because he's gone through some brutal campaigns in his time and knows that this is what it's all about. I mean, listen, you got to fight to the death to get the nomination, and then you got to slay the dragon, the guy who's already in the spot. So politics is not for the faint of... That's why it's interesting when we talk about negative ads, because negative ads work. And there is a, it's like if you remember when we first were talking about the debates, it was in June. The first debate was in June, and I was back east when this was happening, and it was in New Hampshire. And everybody was polite. It was like they were going to tea and they were having a conversation. It was more like a town hall. Blech. I thought, no way. They got to come out swinging at each other on some things. They've got to attack, because somebody has to emerge as the strong person who can ultimately take the punches. So is Romney the anointed guy? The answer to that question is yes. There is, I don't care who you talk to, Romney is the guy. We might not think that. Many of you, like me, you like Dr. Paul. You like some of the other people. You like some of the other candidates. A lot of you like Rick Santorum now. You think he's interesting. Some of you like Newt Gingrich, even if he goes into the deep end of the pool sometimes. And he is strong on history. He is strong on the workings of Washington. Some say too strong. And then there's, oh, yeah, his friendship with Freddie, if you know what I mean. But we've had 6 months of this campaign, 6 months of it. You know, we've had 6 different front runners. And they don't last that long. They're not like the Energizer Bunny. Poof, they're done. They have cheap batteries. Remember, it was Herman Cain. It was Rick Perry. It was Michelle Bachmann, even, at one point in the very, very beginning. At least pundits were saying that. I never thought that was going to happen. So voters might not be on board with what the Republican establishment wants to see. Maybe they're anointing Mitt Romney too quickly. Remember, George Bush in 2000 lost the New Hampshire primary, won in South Carolina. Everybody thought he was the guy, and then he lost Michigan. In 2008, John McCain won New Hampshire. Then, it was just a week after that, dumped out, of course, as I just said, in Michigan, didn't win Michigan, to Romney. So what happens with Romney at this point? He hasn't been targeted as quite as much. Now he is the guy to take down. I still say he's going to be flooded with support because he gets big bucks, and big endorsements. Bear with me on this one, but I just mentioned John McCain. I want you to hear what Senator John McCain had to say about where he was throwing his weight. What candidate is he getting behind?
Really here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to make sure that we make Mitt Romney the next president of the United States of America, and New Hampshire is a state that will catapult him on to victory in a very short period of time. That's why I'm here. I'd also like to thank all of you again for your involvement in this political process, for your investigation and examination of the candidates. You know, there's so many jokes. Mo Udall, the guy was running, a guy ran in Manchester, and the other guy said, what do you think about Mo Udall for president? He said, I don't know, I only met him twice. And you know, those are true. That's why they're funny, is because they're true. And you're here. Some of you haven't committed yet. I hope at the end of this appearance, and you watch this Romney campaign throughout this state, that we will get an overwhelming vote that will catapult this candidate to the White House.
All right, so McCain pushing for Mitt Romney, not necessarily a surprise. Remember, establishment, there you go. What's going to be interesting is, like I said, now Mitt Romney has the buzzards circling around his head. Tom Jefferson said the Tree of Liberty has to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's natural manure. So we're going to get a lot of natural manure. We already have. This has been 6 months that this has been going on. And here on America Tonight, of course, we're covering it. We've looked at it from all different angles. You know, this show isn't just about politics as it is. It's about your opinions, how you see it being sliced and diced. How do you feel about being led down the path of Romney, Romney, Romney? Is he the guy? Do you think Mitt Romney is the guy who can beat Barack Obama? Maybe you see it another way and you like Barack Obama, because we got all kinds here that listen to ATN. Whatever it is, whatever, I'll say, side, whatever theme, whatever it is that you think we should be doing as a country, you're invited to throw in your 2 cents on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Ultimately, for me, I would love that third party. And I know I'll get emails from a lot of you that will say, oh, third party, no way. Are you kidding? That will never work. It won't work. I don't agree. I think we're going to see a third party. If not this time around, we're going to see it maybe next time around. And I think that third party could have some power, because people are sick to death of being forced fed whatever candidates are being pushed through the political machine. And that's a problem. They're polished and they're presented, and we're tired of the same old thing in Washington, more with the Congress, I think, than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But, of course, there's a lot of that, too. That's what we're talking about. Hang with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Fly me to the moon, let me let your music sing. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, die.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're digging in deeper to what's happening with these candidates who want to be president. Romney is the anointed one. There's no question about it. But how does that make you feel? You look at Romney. Is he competent? Yeah. Could he be elected? Certainly. And he was elected as governor of Massachusetts. Then you could go for the jugular with the whole health care thing. But he's put that in his rearview mirror, even though that keeps getting thrown up here and there. He's found a way to get around that. But ultimately, here's what I think. And this is deep down really what I would want in a president. One of the main things, sure, competent, somebody who knows how to be the commander-in-chief, all of that. But what about being authentic? What about being authentic? To me, and this is here's the question to ask yourself. You know, you're driving down the road right now in Illinois, or you're listening to me in the great state of Connecticut, or you're listening in Maine, and you had one of those long days, and you flipped on the radio, and, you know, here we are, and for the first time maybe even you're catching me. What is it in your gut? What is the main thing that you're looking for, besides all the other things that I mentioned, the obvious things that you hope you get in a president, right? And I think it's that authenticness. There's a big quest. A lot of the new age people have been pushing this for a while, but honestly, it's something a lot of us, I think, already believed in. You know when somebody's authentic. You know when something's real. And you know when it's phony. So is Mitt Romney really authentic? It reminds me, he reminds me in a different way. Not, they're politically, they're different. But remember Al Gore running. He always seemed so inauthentic to me. You know, I'd hear him and they'd try to loosen him up, and was it because he was just so stiff or because he was saying he invented the internet or came up with some crazy things? It wasn't about that. It was more, I think it was more about, to me, when I would hear him, when I'd see clips of him, I really didn't think he was very authentic. And I wonder if Romney has that same problem. To me, if I ask you who's the most authentic candidate, I think the most authentic candidate, honestly, is Ron Paul. I mean, Rick Santorum could be too, but I'm going to say, for me, it's Ron Paul. And the reason I say that is because he doesn't try. You can tell, you know, when he's pushed on certain things. You remember back in 1981, you said whatever. He just answers. He's not looking to figure out a place where he can hide. I mean, you have to be a politician. You have to know how to survive. And Paul knows how to survive. But I really think what comes out of his mouth is the real thing. Like when he's standing there in those awkward moments in those debates, everybody's all suited up and it's all these guys in suits now because Michelle Bachmann drops out on the stage. I mean, there is a sort of stiffness to it anyway. But I think, and because he doesn't get a lot of attention, you don't see it as much, but I think whatever Ron Paul answers is what he really thinks. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall when the people around him who are part of his group, you know, people trying to get him elected, I'd love to be a fly on the wall if they're trying to tell him what they think he should do, because I don't think he would do it. I think he does what he believes is the right thing to do, and that's why he's authentic, and that's why some people think he's a lunatic on some of his suggestions. I don't agree, because I think you're getting the real Ron Paul. I mean, this is, listen, take it or leave it. I think we need to pull out of all these occupied places where we are, because we're drowning in a deficit. We got to take care of what's happening in the U.S. And then, you know, people will scream, isolationist, that's not good. And I get it, but I think that's truly not something he's propped up to say. It's what he believes. The federal government, too big, needs to be smaller. Audit the Federal Reserve. Of course, because it's absolute power. What does absolute power do? It corrupts in any corporation, including the United States of America. So he's been right on the money on a couple of things. On others, whether I disagree with some of what he says, and there's some things I would disagree with, I believe he's authentic. I believe he's saying what he thinks, and he can't be manipulated. And maybe that's naive, but I think he's the most authentic of everybody who's running. Rick Santorum, he might be there, but he's a career politician too. And he's now all of a sudden in the bubble because all of that hard work is paying off for him, at least where he's getting the attention. He's going to get massive attention in this next week. In New Hampshire, he's still going to get massive attention, even though he's way behind in the polls. I mean, way, way behind. Just because he did well in Iowa, what does that mean for New Hampshire? What does that mean for South Carolina? One thing it does mean is he got $1 million in funds coming in after his showing in Iowa. How about that? And he was penny pitching otherwise, hitching rides on trucks to try to go to all those 99 counties. But I believe that made the difference, and that's why he got up there so high, is because he was listening to what people were saying. But it just goes to show you, Romney was hardly on the ground at all. In fact, it's not that he never talked about Iowa, but he didn't talk about it that much. He didn't go to Iowa that much. And he ends up winning it in the end because he had the money. He pumped $4 million into ads in that state and had people work in phone banks, had a lot of people on the ground there. It's the behind the scenes that you don't always see. Michelle Bachmann, she ends her presidential run because, you know, look, she came in sixth place. She was the last of all the candidates, And one thing that she said, and she's right, is the people of Iowa were pretty clear, so she decided to stand aside. And, you know, Iowa does narrow the field a little bit. So one person dropped out. I'm surprised in a way because I thought maybe she would go to New Hampshire. Maybe she'd roll the dice and go to New Hampshire and South Carolina and then see what happens there. Texas Governor Rick Perry said that he was canceling a trip to South Carolina, going to Texas to rethink what he was going to do after he came in fifth place. But in the morning, he used social media. He tweeted a message to supporters saying that he's going to stay in the race for now. So he's not coming out of it. And he really said, here we come, South Carolina. And he did the things that you do when you're running, right? He sends a photo of himself dressed in workout stuff. He was running. You know, remember Clinton used to do that? Well, even Bush did that. They would show him running. And he kind of gave that thumbs up sign. So he's staying for South Carolina. He could be a factor there. And now, where do the votes go from Bachman? Who do they dump to? Well, I think it's Santorum, probably. But it's still Mitt Romney's to lose. He's still the front runner. Who is the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney? Santorum. And who is the guy who just does not get the credit? And it's Ron Paul. Ron Paul does not get the credit, even when he finishes strong. Eventually, that has to start to change, because I think he's going to have a pretty decent showing in New Hampshire. I think he's going to be one of the top three. Some people, some of the pundits think that he may surprise Romney. I don't think so. But I think he's going to be in the top three. And I think he stays in to South Carolina and probably is in this for a while. I mean, who knows? Let's see what the numbers are. But Ron Paul eventually will have to get more credit because he's so underestimated. And he showed that people are paying attention, especially when you get all those young people out, just like Barack Obama did. So Herman Cain was the guy who had him swooning and then had people upset, but got massive coverage for 5 entire weeks. In December, he's out of it. And Mitt Romney, the anointed one, is able to suck up, I think, some of the Herman Cain stuff. But I think it's going to be harder to distort now what's happening because you're going to have actual votes, primaries, all that stuff, and Iowa kick things off. Fruits and Nuts next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend.
Delicious. All right, you're going to love when this fruit and nut. He's the combination of both. Keith Olbermann, it pains me to say that, too, because I used to love Olbermann with Dan Patrick on ESPN. Those guys were great together. And Olbermann's a wordsmith. He went to Brown University, after all. And he was great with Dan Patrick doing the sports thing. But I know a little bit about some of the chaos he caused in L.A. That's where he first was doing sports. He's had a charmed career. Because he knows how to write and how to speak and how to stir the pot. He's gotten some great gigs in television in his day. But now he's on the outs with Current TV. And, you know, Current TV is the Al Gore deal and others. I don't know who the others are, but others. This is so, he wasn't part of the coverage. What happened to Keith Olbermann? Is he the worst person in the world? Remember he used to do that thing, the worst person in the world. By the way, his show, which I thought sometimes was just kooky and off the rails, I did like the worst person thing that he did. I didn't always agree, but I thought it was a clever bit. So here he is. He gets, of course, lands once again with a big job, Current TV. after he was booted from his last job, and rumors started to surface that there's tension between Olbermann and his employers. Because, of course, it's all the gossip in the New York Times and other papers. And he tweeted that he was heading into the office because somebody asked if a countdown would air on Tuesday night. And it's politics, it's the Iowa caucuses, the results, all that sort of stuff. And he told the viewers to direct questions to the network and the co-founders, which included Al Gore. So what's the scoop there? And how many people are watching current TV? I don't know. Where do you get current TV? I'm just saying, I don't know. So this is vintage Olbermann. He's a fruit. He's a nut. So he fits into this category. All right, let's finger fruits and nuts. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm kidding. 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois, this must be your best day ever. Michelle Bachmann dumps out of the competition.
Hey, we need you free, man. We email her and ask if I can have her bus.
You want her bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you won't need it no more, so I'll take it.
There you go.
But I see old Newt's going to take the gloves off now. He's going to come out, get down in the mud with the rest of them slinking.
Here's what I think about that. Here's what I think, Rick. I don't think that you can be president and not fight for the right to be president or be an elected person, because the negative is what sells. I mean, it was negative ads that help elect half the people we elect, but what we're calling negative means you're fighting for your position often. I don't think it's good when somebody goes after somebody else and it's all contrived nonsense. But when they actually have a point and they go after the opponent, because this isn't about friendships. This is about serious times that we're in and getting elected and shaking the trees and starting to do something. It's not about positive news, positive spin. It's, you know, politics isn't a team sport.
Well, he kept saying he's going to take the high road. He
I know.
And all that.
Of course.
Down right with him. So he's a major flip-flopper again.
Right. Well, that what you just said right there, he's a flip-flopper again. And why? Because somebody got to him enough, I'm sure, and they said, listen, you got to do this. You got to get some headlines. You got to get some motion going on, because you didn't – I mean, so with the Iowa caucus, it's – you're talking about delegates and the numbers seem bigger than they are or whatever. It doesn't matter. He blew up. He has a little bit of a temper. So he blows up in the polls and thinks that he's going to do really well, but you know what they say about assumptions? It didn't work out for him, and now he realizes he can't take that stance. So it's very odd, though. He's really, I guess because Romney's the front-runner guy and he's the establishment guy, but, boy, he is just zeroing in on Romney.
Yeah, he's getting under his skin. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be Aaron's way he's got to say, but. This you seen this woman there in Oklahoma shot that guy trying to break in her house?
Yeah, listen, the crazy 911 call we've got, because you brought it up, I was going to save it, because you brought it up, we're going to let everyone hear it. I think Donovan can hear me, and Donovan, we've got that 911 call. If you could, roll that call.
Are your doors locked? Yes, I've got two guns in my hand. Is it okay to shoot him if he comes in the store?
Did you hear what she said? She's basically asking. I mean, bravo to her, though. Someone's coming into her house. She has the gun. She's saying to them, what do I do? Am I, you know, did you hear how calm her voice was?
Uh-huh.
She knew. She's a shooting mama. Yeah.
And, she's protecting the baby. She's had a new baby, you know.
Right. Well, what do you think? What do you say to that? Did you think it's okay to shoot the intruder?
Sure.
I think so, too.
Because you don't know what he's going to do. What are you doing with a 12-inch knife anyway? You
Well, I agree. A three-month-old. She had a three-month-old son. By the way, the woman's name is Sarah Dawn McKinley, and this was Blanchard, Oklahoma, that we're talking about. And she decided she was going to take a stand. Think about it. She's a pretty woman. Two guys were trying to break, which, you know, hey, pretty, not pretty, whatever. But two guys were trying to break into the house on New Year's Eve. What do you think? And this is the key. They knew something because she was widowed less than a week before.
Yeah, they knew that her husband died.
Yeah, they knew she was in there by herself, and that's, I mean, look, so she was smart. So she fires a 12-gauge shotgun and kills this one lowlife, Justin Martin, his name was, when he went into her place.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
12-inch knife. You know, if she didn't have them guns, he'd probably end up killing both of them.
Yeah.
Who knows what else they're going to do.
Absolutely. And a baby, with a baby there. I mean, a mother's instinct. And the poor girl, because really she's a girl, she's 18 years old. Terrible.
Yeah. Now she's done the right thing. I mean, that's why we have guns to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But all these do-gooders, New York and Chicago, you know, they probably always share a reason with him or at a timeout or something.
All right, what you just said there, reasoning with people and having a timeout, in the rational world and how we like to think, that sounds like, wouldn't that be the right thing to do? But the answer is any security person, and you, Rick, and I both know this, would tell you no. That's part of the problem, especially for women, because they feel like they have to accommodate, that they have to be polite, even in these crazy situations, and that talking someone down out of the tree is not working when they're trying to harm you.
Yeah. Have you heard anything on Jerry Jones? Is he going to clean house?
On Jerry Jones, is he going to clean house with the Dallas Cowboys? No, he's not going to clean house because he's the owner of the team and the self-appointed general manager. And even though they've, in a decade, they've been to the playoffs four times and they've only won one playoff game, he refuses to look in the mirror and remove himself as the general manager. He's not going to get rid of Jason Garrett. He's not going to get rid of Rob Ryan, the defensive guy. I really, truly don't believe that, although there's been some rumors about that. I don't think so. And there's going to be some players that'll go, like that weenie Terrence Newman, the corner for the Cowboys, who people were just leapfrogging over him. I mean, it's bad. Listen, guys, when you're a football player, professional football player, and your opponent is hurtling you on the field, something's wrong.
Well, I see the firing him right and left in the NFL. I just wonder if he's going to be taking his house out, too.
No, because remember last year the scapegoat was Wade Phillips. Of course, Wade Phillips goes to Houston, leads the defense, and Houston is in the playoffs. But he was the scapegoat. He you know, you shoot a village to save the villagers or something like that, even in the NFL. So he's dumped out. It was really the first season for Jason Garrett for him to really have the team. So I think that's what he's going to stand by. He's going to say, well, now he's more familiar and blah, blah, blah. Here's what the big mistake is. I think the big mistake is they need an offensive coordinator. I think Garrett can't do both things. I don't think he can be the head coach and the coordinator. I know that sometimes that happens, but I think it's a mistake. It's like being the CEO of a company. Well, he's the second CEO. If you're running the whole show, think of all the plays, and that's part of the problem. I heard from one of the players who shall remain nameless that, here's some good inside scoop for you, that on the defensive side of things with Rob Ryan, he had too many schemes. And these guys, listen, they're not brain surgeons. They couldn't memorize all of the – they couldn't even practice all the schemes that they had. So if you give them – it's like a medical book. If you give them thousands of plays to memorize – I'm exaggerating slightly, but let's say 100 plays, 150 to memorize, they're not going to memorize it.
Yeah, my playbook's about 4 inches thick, you know.
I know.
I seen one time.
I did too. That's crazy. I used to have a friend that played for the Cowboys. His name was Eric Bjornson. He was a quarterback at Washington, like a backup quarterback. And then he became a receiver for the Cowboys. And boy, that playbook, Listen, I'm no dummy, Rick, but I think you and I combined, it would take us a long time to memorize some of those plays.
Yeah,
and I think that was
everything.
I think that was the big mistake. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. Anybody else you want to throw in your 2 cents, do 800-259-5791.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're heading for the finish line for this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always weigh in by sending us an email. Shoot it to americatonight.net. Click on the email, and you are in just like that. Whatever you want to do, if you want to vent, you have some thoughts on the show, or you want to share a special taco soup recipe. Did you know there was such a thing as taco soup? I'm not talking about like the kind of tacos you get at one of the drive-thrus, Taco Bell or whatever, but there is actually taco soup. I think people just like taco meat, and they'll put it in anything. Like taco, there's taco meat pizzas, and with pizzas, it's crazy. Maybe Pizza Hut is the worst offender, I'm not sure, Papa John's or one of them, but I'll see those advertisements every once in a while, and it'll be like, cheeseburger pizza now, for $9.95 plus breadsticks, and I'm thinking, whew, That is a lot of grub. There's a lot of people that are ordering together. Or what's that about? Check your cholesterol after you eat one of those things. Mm. All right, it's interesting. Rick just brought up the story about the woman in Oklahoma who shot the intruder, and I say bravo for her. What some people are thinking is controversial. I've heard a little bit of this. I was listening to some talk radio around the country today, and something that came up that I thought was kind of interesting is I think it was good that she shot the guy that had the giant knife that was coming into the house. She's a three-month-old baby. Her husband had just died of cancer, and she, you know, she was trying to protect herself and the child. And this is less than a week, you know, that she had been widowed, and that happened. And what she had done is she put a couch in front of one door. She went to the bedroom and put a bottle in the little baby's mouth before she called 911. And she said that she just asked the operator, "I've got two guns in my hand. We played it. Is it okay to shoot him if he comes in this door?" And what the response was is, well, you have to do whatever you can to protect yourself. I can tell you that you can do that, but you do what you have to do to protect your baby. You know, I always wonder, what is it with the 911 operators? And they get so many fake calls, and they're always trying to prove out where someone is or being calm or whatever. But I think that in the end, you have to make a choice. And she chose her son over the guy that was coming in. So she's not going to be charged. She acted in self-defense. There's the good news there, because it's Oklahoma, and she has a right to protect her family and their property. But what about the 911 operator? Was the advice the right thing to say to the 18-year-old woman, mother, who called in? Was it the right thing to say? Well, she couldn't say, yes, yeah, shoot him, take him out now. I mean, that'd be a tough position to be in. I mean, I think that probably part of that training, and maybe some of you have been in that position where you're a dispatcher, you're someone taking those calls, and the pressure of that in a high volume area, or just in weeding out what's fake, what's real, all that kind of stuff, it has to be to give support to the person and to calm them down, I would think. And isn't that the job, is to calm them down? So when she actually pulled the trigger, there was a second dispatcher other than the original one that she got on the phone with her. Can you imagine? Her husband dies of cancer on Christmas Day. And what they think is the two guys that were trying to break in might have been looking for painkillers or some other kind of drugs, because they assumed that the husband was taking a lot of drugs since he had cancer and was fighting the cancer. So she thought they were coming after her rather than trying to do a robbery. Some other theories were about the painkillers, trying to get in there and get the drugs. Because, listen, a lot of these break-ins, as anyone will tell you many times, whether it's smash and grab, whatever, sometimes it is about getting whatever is in the medicine chest, a special little farm party, if you will, or you know, other things, grabbing whatever can be sold, whether it's gold or something else. And it brings new meaning to, sadly, what your neighbors know about you, because they had to have known something about her. I don't think it was just a random thing. I think they knew that they knew where they were going. And when the men came to this mobile house, I guess they, you know, they had this plan to burglarize it. That's what they thought, because the one guy who survived said that his co-conspirator, his co-burglar, had just taken hydrocodone about 30 minutes before they went to the house. And so he was aggressive on the door and, you know, smashed one of the entry points with his shoulder. And then the rest is history. So that made her push the couch against the door to try to stop him from coming in. But as she said, and she was on the tube talking about when he busted in the door, she saw something in his hand. She thought it was a gun, but it was this 12-inch hunting knife. But she didn't know that until after she shot and killed him. Now, in some parts of the country, if you did that, I mean, I'll tell you my own personal example. One time, I lived in Vegas, and I was doing a syndicated sports show, and the area where I was, even though it was gated and had a patrol, there was an inside job, and a couple of people had been burglarized, and they must have been, I was just on the loop somewhere, so they must have been tracking me a little bit, and I came home late one night, and there was a knock on the door, and for some reason, thank goodness I heard it. And I was taught that you say something, you know, you say something out, and I did. But right as I was doing that, he tried to bust the door in, and so he kicked the door in my face, and it was a kick door robbery. And I am not making this up. When the cops came, and he fled. When the cops came, and nothing happened or whatever, except that the door was shattered, they had said to me, the one cop said to me, hey, listen, you know what you need to do, because this is Vegas, you need to get yourself a gun, you need to learn how to use it, and you need another gun that's not a traceable gun, so that if you were to be in a situation where the person coming in didn't have a weapon, you know, you shot, boom, and didn't have a weapon, then you wouldn't be charged with anything. I thought, are you kidding me? I have to think about all this. I'm going to think about all this. I'm going to think about planting a gun on someone. Well, obviously, this is Oklahoma. She was protecting herself. It was self-defense, clearly. Thank goodness. There was nothing to worry about there because he had the knife, clearly. And they knew information about her. So how awful is that? This, again, goes to information that's out there about you. Man. Good for her. I mean, good for her that she was able to calmly know what you had the weapons, knew what to do. And when she was asked whether she regretted shooting the one guy who broke in, she said no, because it could have been a different situation if she hadn't done it. She had a 3-month-old to worry about. Oof. Tricia in Connecticut. Hey, Tricia, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I'm glad that she lived in Oklahoma and it came out that way. And if she were in Connecticut, they have different laws. They don't have a castle law, and the police require you to retreat, even if they come into your home.
Mm.
So, anyway, I originally called. When you were talking about Ron Paul is authentic and Romney seems not genuine.
Authentic.
Ron Paul does seem genuine to me, but I agree with him a lot of things on the Fed and small government and constitutional principles, but overall I would say he genuinely is a crackpot and angry at times. Whereas Mitt Romney is an executive, and that's what we need. We need a competent person. I mean, he may be boring like Ward Cleaver, if you're old enough to remember, and Beaver.
Yeah.
Leave it to Beaver's father.
Yeah.
But that's what we need, someone who's competent. I do think that he's improved on his debating skills. I mean, he's coming up with even humor, like he said about Newt Gingrich on his thing to not get enough signatures in Virginia. He, instead of going after him, he made light of it, and he said, well, it's, you know, sort of like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory.
I know. And that made big headlines. Tricia, don't be a stranger. Call us again. So Tricia says I'm all wet about Paul because he's too nutty, and she likes the smoothness of Mitt Romney. He is the guy, the front runner.